I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Just a quick content warning for domestic violence. If you want to check back in with us on the podcast later, that's totally fine, because we're talking about Keke Palmer and her relationship. So we've talked about this on a much more shallow surface level, in a lot more like surface level situations, because we were talking about whether or not she should stay with this guy because she was wearing kind of a more scandalous outfit. He came out on social media and was like, you're a mother. Like, why are you wearing that?
Oh, her see-through dress at the Usher concert.
Yeah, she had that cute bodysuit on with like the mesh overlay. Mm-hmm. She looked good. And he had the audacity to come out on social media and shame her for it. And so I think everybody was very much on the side of like, I know you share a son with this dude, but you should break up with him. And then she was playing it cool when she was asked about her relationship over the last couple of weeks. She was like, it's none of anybody's business except for my own. Well, now that we have documents with her expressing what was really going on in that relationship, it's definitely more of our business now. So she is requesting sole custody of her 8-month-old son that she shares with Darius Jackson. She's alleging that he has been physically abusive on multiple occasions. She filed a request for a domestic violence restraining order in LA. People magazine reviewed these documents. She said the final straw for her happened on Sunday. She says, Darius trespassed into my home without my knowledge or consent, threatened me, then physically attacked me, lunging from my neck, striking me, throwing me over the couch and stealing my phone when I told him I was going to call the police. She also included screenshots that looked to be security footage of a man striking a woman over a sofa. In this declaration, she also says that there were many instances of physical violence, including striking, grabbing me around the neck. I mean, it just goes on and on. You can paint the picture for yourself what was going on without me having to traumatize you on your drive to school. But it looks like she is finally getting out of this relationship. And I think it's the perfect example of, even if something seems small, like a man making a comment about how his partner looks or what she's wearing, I think that can really show that there's probably deeper issues going on and it's not just surface level.
I'm so proud of her for finally saying enough is enough and getting away from this toxicity and this abuse. I think it's also a reminder for people that Keke Palmer, who like she is and also comes across as so confident and independent and strong. And she just has this beautiful light and personality about her. And I can see people thinking like, I would never imagine her of all people being in an abusive relationship. But you just don't know what a person is going through, that they're going to sit through something like that until they're finally ready to say enough. So I think it's wise to be aware of your friends and the situations that they're in, and to help them see that light if you can.
Yeah, exactly. It can happen to anybody. And I talk to a lot of people about, you know, why do you stay in this relationship? If clearly like the things that she's written on paper awful and grotesque. And it just, it's not as easy as just getting out and leaving, because things like this happen where he's going to come into your house out of nowhere and take your phone when you want to call the police. So props to her for getting out, and I hope she's doing okay.
Yeah, there's fear there as far as retaliation. And then there's also, thankfully, she has the financial means to go out on her own, where a lot of women, that's one of the reasons why they feel stuck, is because they don't have the financial means to leave.
And the fact that there's a baby involved makes it all the much worse. Like, I hate that for her, but I hope her friends are really like supporting her, because the strong people need support and help too.
Exactly. All right, well, this is definitely not a good sign for Sydney Sweeney's rom-com. So people were really excited about this film. It's going to be called Anyone But You. It's starring her and Top Gun hunk Glenn Powell. And because there were all those dating rumors surrounding them, I think people were really jazzed for this movie. And then the trailer dropped a couple weeks ago, and it was so anticlimactic. People were not thrilled with it at all. Nobody really understands what the plot is. It just looks like two hot people pretending to date for 2.5 hours.
I didn't even know the trailer dropped. That's how much of a splash it made.
It wasn't great. So she's back in Australia now that the SAG-AFTRA strike is over. She's filming reshoots for this film, and people on Twitter are going nuts because they're like, yeah, that's the sign that a movie's ready to go and ready to drop next month, because that's when it's coming out in December. That, yeah, a month before, you've got to already do some reshoots and try and save this film.
That's not common in movies to do that. I mean, this is something that you only do if it sucks.
I would think that if you don't get it right the first time, I can assume they've had enough time to look it over and decide, maybe what we thought we were doing wasn't actually happening.
I would figure reshoots would have happened prior to the trailer dropping, or maybe just because of the strike, they weren't able to do so. So now that they are able to, maybe that's what threw off the timing. There is one trailer I am super jacked about, though, and that is the new Mean Girls trailer.
It's so good.
I haven't seen that. It looks so good.
It looks so, so good.
So good. Regina George. Ooh, she is going to give Rachel McAdams a run for her money. And it's a musical.
I know.
And Tina Fey is involved. It's going to be amazing.
Musical.
High School Musical. Yes. Iconic.
It's a Mean Girls musical,
damn.
You'll love the trailer. There's no singing in the trailer, okay? Just watch the trailer.
Well, we can talk about the Mean Girls trailer coming up next on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.